O Lord, open our eyes so we can examine the wonders of your instruction. Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through the Gospel of Mark. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, located in Madison, Tennessee, and your guide as we look together at the life of Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth, upon whom Christianity is based. This week, we're going to skip over another healing story of a blind man, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25, as it's very similar to other accounts of healing that we've seen along the way. Instead, we're going to jump ahead to the story when Jesus first predicts his death, found in chapter 8, verses 27 through 38. Mark writes, "Jesus and his disciples went into the villages near Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that I am?' They told him, 'Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets.' He asked them, 'And what about you? Who do you say that I am?' Peter answered, 'You are the Christ.' Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then Jesus began to teach his disciples, 'The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the legal experts, and be killed, and then after 3 days rise from the dead.' He said this plainly. But Peter took hold of Jesus and, scolding him, began to correct him. Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, then sternly corrected Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You're not even thinking God's thoughts, but human thoughts.' After calling the crowd together with his disciples, Jesus said to them, 'All who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross and follow me. All who want to save their lives will lose them. But all who lose their lives because of me and because of the good news will save them. Why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives? What will people give in exchange for their lives? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this unfaithful and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he comes in the Father's glory with the holy angels.'" This passage from Mark contains two stories on the same theme, that Jesus believed his pathway would lead him to death. The first story, on the rise and fall of Peter, continues a theme we've seen before, the inability of Christ's disciples to fully understand his mission. But while the first story focuses on Jesus' identity and purpose, the second teaching calls all who follow him to understand that walking in his way leads them to sacrifice. Jesus begins the passage by asking his disciples what they were hearing on the streets regarding his identity. "Most people think you're a prophet, in the tradition of John the Baptist, Elijah, or one of the other prophets," they told him. But then Jesus puts them on the spot. "Who do you think I am?" Peter responds quickly, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the one anointed by God." But it's clear in what happens next that Peter's vision of the Messiah didn't mess with Jesus's. Jesus began to talk about his death and resurrection, something that simply didn't correspond to the traditional understanding of Messiah as a triumphant king who would restore the nation of Israel back to prominence. So Peter begins to challenge Jesus' teaching, only to find himself rebuked by the master. As always, Mark is asking a question of the reader: who do you believe Jesus to be? Mark then moves on to Jesus' teaching to the crowds. "All who walk in my ways must deny themselves and take up their own crosses." Jesus teaches that the way of discipleship requires sacrifice, the sacrifice of one's own life in pursuit of the way of the Master. This understanding is rooted in the Christian focus on agape, the sacrificial love demonstrated and offered by Jesus. The German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote in his classic, The Cost of Discipleship, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die." Bonhoeffer, who would give his own life in opposing Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany, believed that the call to sacrifice is part of what it means to follow Jesus. This may mean sacrificing old attachments to live in a new way, casting aside our own desires to help address the needs of others, or setting aside our fears and security to proclaim Christ's message of love. Discipleship comes with a cost, Bonhoeffer would say. It costs us our lives. As you reflect on this passage, think about the following questions. Who would you say that Jesus is to you? What would you be willing to sacrifice to follow in the way of Jesus? What is the cross that you are being asked to carry? As you go through this week, may you never forget that good is stronger than evil, love is stronger than hate, light is stronger than darkness, life is stronger than death. Victory is ours through Him who loves us. Amen.